There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live, three questions for you today. Would you eat insects out of choice? First question. Second question. Have you eaten insects out of choice?
No.
Okay. All right, then. And final question. Would you try them? And if yes, why? Kind of four questions, so I lied, but what gives? Between friends, it's fine. Those are three questions to think about, and we'll try and justify the answers later.
Do you want me to answer them now, or am I thinking about my answers?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's ask you. Claire.
Yes.
Would you eat insects out of choice?
I don't think so.
Right.
Not out of choice.
Not out of choice. If somebody dared you, would you eat an insect?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
And I would eat them if I was in sort of a context where, you know, somebody said, oh, this is a local delicacy, try this. I'd try a little bit of something, for sure.
So you'd be up for crispy locust?
I'd have a bite.
Deep fried scorpion.
Yeah. I guess so. As long as it was not stinging anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Insects are known to be very nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
You could grind them up and make them into a burger and I wouldn't know, for example.
Yep.
And I probably wouldn't be squeamish then. But I think when it's sort of the whole tarantula on a stick thing, I find that a little bit freaky because it just looks a bit scary to eat. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
if you grind up the locust and turn it into a burger and it tastes okay, then yeah, I'm game.
Okay, that's good.
You?
Not as game as you, I don't think, to be honest. Have you eaten insects out of choice? If you say you would, have you ever done
no.
it? Have you ever travelled somewhere where somebody said, here's a delicacy, try
Yeah,
this?
No, I haven't. Well, I mean, right. I have travelled to those places where people do eat insects and it's completely normal, but I have not partaken.
Okay, then.
Is that a word, partaken? I don't know. I have not had any.
It is
yet.
Now. So, final question. If I said to you now, say I produced, I'm not going to produce deep fried anything now or meal
I do feel
or,
like I'm walking into a trap here, I have to be honest.
I promise you not. I was just reading something this afternoon. Final question. Would you try something? I mean, you said you would in context, but if for example, I mean, it's very clear that food of the future is going to involve insects in one form or another. It's a source of nutrition, as you pointed out. But if somebody came in now and said, by the way, I've got a nice pizza of mealworms, would you, or whatever, would you give it a go?
Oh, worms,
would
I don't
you,
know about
I mean,
worms.
You've said you'd be up for it in context, but out of context.
Look, I apologise for being a little squeamish, but I think if it didn't look like an insect, I'd have less problem with it, as I say, mashed up. For example, I think it was a few months ago, a company in Sweden was approved to produce in Europe, I believe, the first insect line of food products.
It was.
And it's
right.
burgers and things like that.
Yeah.
So you can't, it's not like you're eating a locust or there's worms on your pizza. It's mashed into the same way as a soy protein or something like that to make a veggie burger. It's mashed into a protein to make a food. I keep using the word burger, but that's what I mean, that kind of food. Or I guess you could have locust nuggets or something like that. I suppose a lot of us who are not used to eating insects would find that more palatable
than
biting a leg off a scorpion.
Yeah.
However, if you're from some parts of the world, it's completely normal to eat insects in that way, and they would be laughing at us for being squeamish. And they might not like some of the things that we eat.
Exactly. It's what you brought up with, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, meat. Any meat eater would probably agree that, you know, in the supermarket, a nice steak looks much more palatable than looking at a cow and thinking, oh, I've got to slaughter that now. I mean, it's varying degrees, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. If you're vegan, I apologise completely for
this
conversation.
But, you know, there's stuff that you eat out of the sea as well, if you think about, like, a prawn. Is there much difference between a prawn and a scorpion in terms of, you know, its makeup? And I happily eat a prawn. So I'm being very, very hypocritical. I know that I am. But I am open to trying these things. I'd love to know if other people are.
Exactly.
Or if indeed they have. Zena is in the studio. Have you eaten insects of any kind?
Don't I seen it? I seem to remember Mr. Zena has maybe had to, Liam has maybe had to try something slightly different.
Yes.
Under duress?
Oh, hang on. Is this these chicken, little chicken things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Duck embryos, to be specific. And I also had grasshoppers in Thailand.
And how were they, grasshoppers?
They were good. deep fried, perfectly seasoned.
So just crunchy,
nice
like
and
having
crispy, yeah.
Crispy beef or something. We're already getting conflicting reaction to this on the text line. One says, crispy cockroaches. Thank you for that. And somebody else says, please stop this discussion on such disgusting food. No, so see, there you go.
I mean, they're all valid questions, aren't they? But it's just interesting. We'll look at that story a little bit later on, I think, because there's some interesting points. I mean, in some countries, Mexico, there are certain things that are perfectly acceptable, parts of Africa, etc. Where I come from, it doesn't exist. But I'm not saying that's right or wrong. It's just interesting. Let's talk about this first of all, though. Dubai Municipality issuing a reminder to the public, particularly people who smoke, about the consequences of littering with their cigarette ends. Smokers have been warned that just one cigarette butt could cost them 500 dirhams in fines if you're caught by an inspector. Jay Sky reports.
The Dubai Municipality have employed over 150 inspectors for the very purpose of catching those with the habit of throwing cigarette ends away outside of their designated bins. Imajuma Mohammed, the head of Technical Support and Study Section of the Waste Management Department at the Dubai Municipality, explains.
The Dubai Municipality will be strictly enforcing the laws and the regulation to keep the city clean. Dubai Municipality, we have our professionals which are going throughout the city 24/7 around the city to ensure the implementation of this rule.
We also had Habiba Al-Murashi, the chairperson of the Emirates Environmental Group, talk to us about the problems with littering cigarette ends and the impact it can have on the environment.
The ones that are involved in this process are not children. These are adults who are supposed to be very responsible, who can completely understand and identify and differentiate between a wrong behavior and a right behavior. You do know that throwing it wherever you are sitting in the beach, you are sitting in a coffee shop, you are driving, wherever you are doing, to just dispose of it carelessly is a very uncivilized action, and it has a dire impact on the overall ecosystem. And it does cost the government a lot of money to clean behind irresponsible adults. These are tiny things, but they are actually hazardous waste because they contain hazardous material in there.
The hazardous materials and chemicals found in cigarettes pose threats to animals that ingest them, sometimes resulting in death. The Emirates Environmental Group encourages the public to be more cautious of where they dispose of their cigarette ends, not only to avoid paying fines, but also to protect the environment. Habiba Al-Murashi offers this advice on how the situation can be improved.
I will give a sincere advice, stop smoking. There wouldn't be cigarette butts thrown on the streets and in different places if people were not smoking. So let's deal with it from that angle. And then if they cannot, then I will say, okay, take responsibility of your action. Polluter pays. You are throwing the cigarette butt. Be prepared to pay for it and be fined for it.
In a voluntary cleanup mission on JBR Beach, over 45,000 cigarette ends were found, and the Dubai Municipality are working to reduce that number for a cleaner city with more disciplined smokers. This is Jay Sky reporting from the ARN News Centre.
Interesting, isn't it? 500 dirhams if you're caught by an inspector disposing of a cigarette butt in an inappropriate fashion.
Very hard to disagree with this at all, isn't it? I mean, it is disgusting, the amount of cigarette butts that Jay Sky mentioned one figure there. I found another one in a clean-up last October. This is a report in the Gulf News. Dubai Municipality said that 130,000 cigarette butts were found. 130,000 in one afternoon's clean-up along the beaches of Dubai. It's just not okay. And people will throw a cigarette butt, I find, who would never throw other rubbish, but they just seem to not think that it is litter in the same way or something.
As I just said to you, are they biodegradable? They're not biodegradable, that's the point. Yeah. And the chemicals in them are, you know, as you heard there.
Well, imagine a mountain of 130,000 of them.
Who counted the 130,000?
Well, I mean, I assume they sort of did, you know, how many did you pick up each person and added it all together. But the point being, imagine you put that all in a pile. Anyone would be horrified to see that, absolutely horrified. But because it's sort of spread out and they're small, people just sort of take it as, oh, that's how it is. But it's disgusting.
All right, then, that's one story today that we've been looking at, following Jay Sky reporting there. Your thoughts on that, 4001. Your thoughts on whether or not you would eat an insect or insects, plural. Rob says, deep-fried grasshoppers in Vietnam, tasty, but don't eat the legs. Good advice there, Rob. Thanks. Appreciate that. Mahmoud is asking for a fine for spitting in
public. Hear, Mahmoud.
I believe there is a fine for that, is there not?
There is a fine for spitting in public. And I think the key to all of these fines is actually enforcing them. You have to hope there's an inspector around when somebody does one of those disgusting things. But Mahmoud, I agree with you on the spitting. There is a fine in place, though, if you're spotted.
To comment, 4001 or via the free app.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.